This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Good morning, everybody. This is Rich Sheban from Montana, sitting in for Vincent Fennelli today. One of the things that went wrong with his itinerary this morning was that his internet went out, which happens quite often. And I'm going to be hosting today with Gwyneth Isaacs from Australia. Gwyneth, are you there?
Yes. Hello, Rick. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. And before we start, Gwyneth, I just have to remind you that Micah Brzezinski from MSNBC said not that long ago that the media's job is to control exactly what people think. So make sure that before we make a comment, we check in with the MSNBCs and CNNs of the world to make sure we don't say the wrong narrative that isn't approved by the powers that be.
I don't care.
Well, that's why we have you on, Gwyneth. You just hit the nail on the head because you have the ability to think for yourself. You read and research, and you have the experience to back up what you say. And that's exactly what we need on this show. That's exactly what we need in America. So that being said, I just think that what things are boiling down to these days is patriots and patriots all over the Western world, like yourself in Australia, authors, which you are, alternative media, doing the work that the mainstream media, the elite, that academia, that lawyers, judges, politicians, and bankers, FBI, CIA, and intelligence agencies, and the DOJ, and the State Department, the National Security Council. I mean, we're doing what these people should be doing while they're spending our tax dollars on cover-ups, basically. So what is on your mind today? What topics would you like to discuss, Gwyneth?
Okay. I would love to discuss something other than the coronavirus, but actually it seems that everything keeps on going back to that. It's so annoying, but it's just such a fact of life. Here in Australia, okay, I'll tell you what's happening. There is, I'm not saying anything that has not been said before. On the media and often on the mainstream media, there is a network called the Five Eyes Network, okay? And the Five Eyes Network is a spy network that is spread across five countries, those five countries being the U.S., Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and Great Britain. And they are the Five Eyes, okay? And I'll basically share with you what I shared with Vincent in an email. And this is probably why his internet mysteriously went down, but it's not going to stop me. because I'm speaking this hoping and praying to God that Donald Trump or one of his people ends up hearing this broadcast, because this really is that important, okay? What I'm going to say today. The Five Eyes Network. China is basically got a plan to take over Australia. Okay? They have had it for a very, very long time. They've been working on this plan for at least the last 10 or 20 years that I know of. buying up airports, buying up seaports, buying up various other types of critical infrastructure, water supplies, key large stations, you know, which means ranches, because we've got ranches in this country of hundreds of thousands of acres of land, okay, that have water supplies that would feed a small state in the United States, especially Cubby Station, which is, you know, in Queensland, I believe. I might be wrong there, but I believe that it's in Queensland. And, you know, this is massive. And just recently, the Americans and the Chinese have been making war noises at each other. I don't know if you've picked up on that, but it's been broadcast across all the mainstream media networks that we were just mentioning, like Fox, CNN, NBC, whatever. You know, name your network, and this has been broadcast. There's nothing secret that America has been saying if China doesn't pull its tail into line, then they're going to go to war against China, okay? And meanwhile, here in Australia, most of our vital infrastructure has been sold to the Chinese while our corporate government is supposedly owned as a corporation. Our federal government is actually a corporation. It's listed on the United States Securities and Exchange Commission with the code 0000. This is the CIK code. Anyone can look this up. 00008051 57. Type that into any internet search engine with the CIK identifier, and you will come up with the Commonwealth of Australia as a corporation registered with the United States Securities and Exchange Commission as a corporation. And the United States, the major shareholders are not given, but anyone could guess that it's probably the United States government, okay, whatever the United States government actually means. But somebody with a lot of money in America owns the Australian Commonwealth government, okay? Now, if, you know, China has really been having war plans against the United States as well for about 20 or 30 years. And this is, once again, no great secret. All I'm doing here is connecting dots. And the reason why I hope and I pray to God that President Trump is listening to this broadcast is because if he doesn't do something to stop what China is doing to Australia with basically buying our country from under us and hollowing it out, they are going to lose one of their five eyes. Because we have all sorts of American spy bases in this country, which I will not name on air. But if you do a quick internet search and a little bit of research, I know exactly where these spy bases are. So do the Chinese. And they have deliberately brought up facilities, land, ports, railways, all the way around, all these major facilities. And if anyone there, please, in the secret world, the CIA, the FBI, or whatever, I know they're all listening to this broadcast, please, please, go and check into what the Chinese have been buying up around all your secret bases. Please, especially the ones in WA, and especially the ones in the middle of the outback, which I know about and which you all know about, okay? Please go and check what the Chinese have been buying up around these bases. They have been buying up everything under the sun around these bases. And if America doesn't do something immediately, they're going to lose one of their five eyes. And I'm not saying that from any secret information I have. I'm saying that from my own common sense. Because I live in this country, I listen to the mainstream media. Yeah, you know, my information comes from Fox News and Sky News, CNBC, NBC, the whole nine yards of them. Okay? I'm not saying, but I'm connecting dots, and what I'm seeing is terrifying me.
Well, Gwyneth, let me chime in on what you just said, and you're absolutely right. You know, and I've done lots of time, lots of segments on how China has bought up a lot of American companies as well, businesses, university influence, and you know, we have a lot of these companies who are in bed with our big tech, and unfortunately, even medical tyranny and some of our intelligence agencies. And we're seeing people like us would be in deplatformed, shadow banning, demonetized. They have algorithms and censoring and surveillance, and everything about the free internet is in jeopardy for decentralized anything. And this aristocracy controlled by big tech and vice versa has basically sold out the little people. So when you have an addiction to power, money, control, and these people are hacking, throwing cookies at you, throwing computer viruses at you with the help of Facebook, Google, Amazon, and all the, you know, these big companies that are really running the stock market, and they have billions of dollars of contracts with the CIA for cloud services, and then we have artificial intelligence coming in and basically taking over, being the host of commerce, and taking over humans. It's definitely a lot of concern. And, you know, you mentioned when you were talking about China, I just pulled up three articles that are very relevant to the discussion you just brought up. And one is left-wing media ties to China. New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, NBC, ABC. None of this is, you know, a secret. Unfortunately, too many people in America has literally sold out and committed treason and at least sedition against their own people. And here's two articles that are very disconcerting. It's titled Gun Grabber Trudeau, and as you know, he's the Prime Minister of Canada. He's taken away 1,500 guns. And the next article is China warns of possible armed conflict with the U.S. Now, what that tells me is if China, and we don't know who their allies would be if it did go to a hot war, and we better hope it doesn't. And not that I'm a fan of biological, chemical, technological, and other wars that are killing Americans and Western patriots around the world. I think that if Trudeau takes away the guns and Canada and whoever their allies may be, could be Russia, could be North Korea, could be Iran, who knows? No, we don't get that kind of intelligence at our level. But if China comes with whatever ally they do, through the north, they're going to rip through Canada like a hot knife through butter if Trudeau takes away Canadians' weapons. What's your opinion on all that I just mentioned?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's, you know, we had something very similar to that happen here in Australia a long time ago.
Hold on to that thought, please. We'll be right back after the break with Gwyneth Isaacs. Thanks for being here, everybody.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Good morning, everybody, unless you're in the western part of the world like our guest today, Gwyneth Isaacs. This is Rich Sheeben sitting in for Vincent Finelli. And Gwyneth, before the break, you were on a roll and you've been on fire so far this morning. I was just wondering if you had a thought you wanted to finish up before I threw another question at you.
Yeah, this whole situation with China, China has got a plan to take over Australia, and unless the United States does something, this plan is going to succeed, and the U.S. is going to lose its eye in the Southern Hemisphere, which is Australia, okay? And anyone who's in the, a spy-type CIA, FBI, Secret Service world in the U.S., I don't have to say this to you. I believe that there will be somebody listening to this broadcast who will be motivated to sit up and pay attention and do the right thing, even though it's not in his order book, okay? Because I am fed up to the eyeballs with order followers. You need to do what's right. And what is right is to preserve the American eye in the Southern Hemisphere, which is Australia. Okay? Australia, its secret military bases that it has here, are the Americans' fifth eye in the Southern Hemisphere. Okay? And, you know, you got the bases in New Zealand, but they're tiny compared to the work that the Americans do in Australia. Okay? It is absolutely phenomenal and the necessity of the work that goes through the Australian spy bases. And at the moment, they are in dire danger of being lost. That fifth eye in the southern hemisphere, in Australia, is in danger of being put out by the Chinese, and it's being done on purpose. If there's anyone in the CIA who's listening to this broadcast, you need to get your tails into gear and you need to do something or you're going to lose your eye in Australia. Okay? Now, regarding President Trump, it would be very easy for him to stop the Chinese with their invasion of Australia. And that would be to, I was actually detailing this plan to a friend of mine today who is a military veteran. And, you know, he couldn't disagree, basically. And I'll tell you the plan that I suggested to him. The U.S. government over the last 50 years has done this multiple times. They have, by the way, before I say any of this, I wish to say that I mean our Prime Minister, Prime Minister, no harm, okay? I don't want to do anything to him. I'm not planning to do anything to him. I'm just saying this is hypothesis. This would be a good idea for Trump to do this, okay? To depose the Prime Minister of Australia and install a puppet government. I never thought that I would hear myself saying that. So this would be a good idea for America to actually do this in a country on purpose. They have done it multiple times all over the world in the last 50 years, and everybody knows it. And I think that it would be an excellent idea if either in the shadow government or from Donald Trump or wherever, it's the CIA, it really doesn't matter to me. But if somebody in America, in a position of authority, basically just gave our government the sack, nobody has to die, nobody even has to be in prison, they just need to lose their jobs, and an American-appointed puppet government needs to be installed in Australia. It is that desperate. And the first thing that this puppet government needs to do is to repeal our repressive gun laws and enable every Australian to own a firearm.
And Gwyneth, hold on to that thought till after the break, please. Gwyneth Isaacs is fired up, folks. We will be back on the other side. Thank you again for being here.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The ADP private payrolls report just out this morning, and it shows April saw the worst job losses in the history of that report. 20.2 million jobs evaporating as the coronavirus pandemic brought much of the U.S. economy to a halt. The April job losses, 25 times more than the previous one-month record of about 835,000 jobs that were lost in February of 2009 during the financial crisis and the Great Recession. This won't help people who want to use credit to try to get through. It seems that LendingTree has found 1 in 4 credit card holders have either had their credit limits cut or their accounts closed by credit card companies over the past 30 days. Companies trying to protect themselves against losses because of the pandemic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
The annual National Day of Prayer events will go forward tomorrow in a different way than normal, of course, because of the pandemic. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
The virtual event will be celebrated across the nation, featuring special guests such as Secretary of State Michael Pompeo as the country pauses for prayer in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic. Pastor Jack Graham of Prestonwood Baptist Church in suburban Dallas tells us this year's National Day of Prayer is coming at a critical time.
We, you know, hear anecdotally about this, but now the facts are coming in, and whether it's domestic violence, divorce, drug abuse, anxiety, depression, all of these psychological problems people are facing, people need God. They need hope. They need prayer.
The National Day of Prayer began with John Hancock in 1775. I'm John Clemens.
And a Dallas salon owner spending a week in jail after refusing to apologize for opening her business in violation of county restrictions. A judge telling Shelley Luther that she could avoid jail if she would simply pay a fine, close down until Friday, and apologize for reopening the salon ahead of time, but Luther told the judge she didn't consider it selfish to want to feed her kids. The judge found Luther guilty of contempt of court. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Welcome back to the show, folks. Rich Sheban from Montana sitting in for Vincent Fennelly. Our guest live from Australia is Gwyneth Isaacs. And I know, Gwyneth, it's the wee hours of the morning over there, and you are fired up. And I believe me, I feel your frustration because we talk about similar things in America so often, and we see so much hypocrisy and double standards from basically anybody under the veil of the so-called phony rule of law, which has been eliminated. That includes the intelligence agencies. That includes even police, in especially the blue states and cities. And we can see that they've been sold to the highest bidder. And the propaganda behind the mainstream media is basically to manufacture perception of their own self-importance and self-preservation. information. And that's especially true if you have a government job. And that's why people today, unfortunately, don't have the guts, because all they care about is their high paycheck, their high benefits, and their extremely high pension compared to what the private sector gets. And I think people have been waking up, Gwyneth, in the last year, especially to the double standards, the hypocrisies, the lack of rule of law. You know, here's just a few articles right here that talk about that. Article 1, Democrat spotted on private beach, even though this Democrat backed public speech closures. See, it's basically don't do as I say. Next article, exposing offshore accounts of the SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center, has hundreds of millions of dollars in hidden accounts overseas. Unbelievable. Next article, Brits are on lockdown, but yet 100,000 people from abroad arrive at airports every week. And a next article, Dallas salon owner was sentenced to jail for reopening her store because she wants to put food on her family's table. She was fined and put in jail. And Ilhan Omar wants basic income, universal basic income, vote by mail, and housing to be free for all people. And I mentioned this quote on the air just 2 days ago when I was with Vince. And it's a very short quote, but it's regarding the Democrats, how they're pushing vote by mail. And the quote goes like this: those who vote decide nothing. Those who count the votes decide everything. And that is a quote from Joseph Stalin, which is very, very scary indeed. Gwyneth, your comments.
Okay. I just want to say that what I said in the first half hour, I'm aware that I was actually putting myself in a lot of danger by saying this, okay? I want people in the intelligence community to pay attention, not for my sake, but for their own sake. Because if they start losing eyes out of the Five Eyes network, okay, they might be getting a fat paycheck now, but they will not be getting that fat paycheck in the future if they lose their Five Eyes network. Okay? Because without the Five Eyes network, they're crippled, and they know it. Okay? I'm the person, okay, on the thought, raising the alarm, because I can see the enemy troops on the horizon. Okay, that is the situation that we are in, except it's electronic, and it's digital, and it's internet, and it's information, and it's radio, but it's still warfare, okay? America, Donald Trump himself has said that they are preparing for war with China, and they're going to be seriously crippled if they declare, if they go to war against China, and I can guarantee you the very first thing that the Chinese will do is they will march troops and they will surround the top secret intelligence bases all over Australia, many of which are in isolated, remote, outback locations, and they will take them over and they may even kill everybody inside. I know that those people are listening to this broadcast who work in these spy bases, okay, because I've deliberately used keywords that will get their attention. And I need to tell you, people who are working in the Five Eyes network in bases in Australia, that you had better get ready and you'd better get some self-interest, because there might be, if America, when America goes to war with China, there very probably will be Chinese troops surrounding your top secret, supposed to be, bases. Because anyone with half a brain and a little bit of internet research knowledge can find out where these bases are. Okay? So I'm urging the people who work in these Five civilized basis. I'm on your side. I'm Australian. You're probably Australian or you're American, okay? And these Chinese troops might just march into your facilities and kill you all. Because this is a war. And in a war, an enemy nation will walk into their opponent's spy base and just open fire on everyone. I'm not saying that should happen. I don't want it to happen. I don't want the Five Eyes network to break down. Because if the Five Eyes network breaks down, then Australia falls with it. I want for the people who work in the intelligence community to begin to act in a bit of self-interest. Stop being such darned moron order followers. Please, I'm begging you. Because if you follow certain orders that have been given to you, it's going to go very badly for you personally. Because there's certain people who are giving those orders who are treasonous, and they don't really give a damn. I apologize for my language. They don't really care about you. They are after feathering their own nest, even if it means your death. I don't want that to happen. I want for America to have a strong intelligence network, because the fact that America has had a strong intelligence network over the last 50 or 60 years, since World War II, 70 years now since World War II, has meant that there's been a great degree of peace and prosperity in the Western world. And I hate using that phrase, because Jesus Christ himself said, when people are saying peace and safety, sudden destruction cometh. Okay? Jesus Christ himself said that. But what I'm saying is you need to get a grip. Your country is going to war against one of the most populous nations on earth. They could lose the equivalent of the entire population of the United States. And they would make that population back through a natural increase in just a few years. And they know that. Okay? So America, I believe, needs to go to war against China, because China has to be stopped. Okay? And I'm cheering for Donald Trump. I'm going, yay! Finally, he's seeing the light of what a threat China is. They used to have a saying here in Australia called the Yellow Peril, talking about the yellow people who are the Chinese, okay? That's what we used to call them here. And through the 1970s and 1980s, 1990s, 2000s and so on, that saying got deemed to be tremendously racist. But I say that the Chinese are a peril to Australia. I'm putting myself in danger, physical, actual danger by saying this, okay? But I'm saying it anyway. And I would like to remind everyone in the intelligence community that's listening, I have a dead man switch on my life. And if I'm disappeared, then certain really, really important information that you want to remain secret. You do not want this information to get out. You already know what it is. So I would advise that you not harm me, because that information will get released from multiple points, multiple continents on the globe, all at once, through multiple sources, all at once. Because this is the sort of, you know, oh my gosh. I'm not saying this lightly, is what I'm saying. The people in the Five Eyes Network need to get a grip on themselves, because it's their life on the line, okay? The people working in these spy bases in Australia need to get a grip, because if their lives on the line, if the U.S., when the U.S. goes to a shooting war with China, which Donald Trump has already said on the mainstream media press that he's going to do, okay? They need to be aware that the first thing that the Chinese will do is that they will surround every secret intelligence base in Australia at once, and that they will do military operations against them all, and they will shut them down, and they will blind the fifth eye, which is Australia, which is one of the most important of the five eyes, because, you know, the New Zealand intelligence network's tiny, okay? So New Zealand's got like 3.5 million people in it, which is about the same population as Melbourne in Australia. So, and, you know, it's about the same as a lot of American cities. You know, so New Zealand's tiny. They can't keep up with the work that the Australians are doing in the Five Eyes network in the Southern Hemisphere. The people within that network need to get a bit of self-interest happening to save their own lives and preserve the Five Eyes network.
Well,
does that make sense, Rich?
It absolutely makes sense, Gwyneth, and I really appreciate your courage, your guts, your bravery. You know, you're saying a lot of things that ex-CIA whistleblower hero Kevin Shipp has been saying, and I know you listen to this show, Gwyneth, when you are at home, when you have a little leisure time, and you can go on GCNlive.com and listen to the previous show if you don't listen to it live, which I don't blame you for not because it's the middle of the night there. But we've talked, as you know, and I'm blue in the face talking about the corruption of the DOJ, the CIA, the FBI, the NSA, and how they helped Hillary and the DNC collude with Russia. Uranium One selling 20% of our uranium to Russia failed. I mean, we literally have three failed presidential coups by a legitimate voted president, and this includes treason, sedition, espionage, racketeering, censorship, surveillance, crimes against the First and Second Amendment, ignoring antitrust monopoly laws, FISA fraud. It goes on and on and on. And we'll be back after
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back to the show, folks. Rich Sheeban from Montana sitting in for Vincent Finelli today, and our guest is Gwyneth Isaacs live from Australia. Now, Gwyneth, this is, you know, we talk about a lot of these dilemmas pretty often, and we really appreciate you saying it like it is, which is what this show is all about, because the little people does not get any representation, okay? All they care, the powers that be, all they care about is their own lifestyle. And they think, certain people think, because they're in certain groups, that they're going to have protection when the Constitution goes down. And they are not, because they're going to be looked at as weak traitors. And they're usually one of the first to go. Now, two articles right here, which really shows how the aristocracy looks at us. And bear with me here. This is going to seem like I'm going off the rails, but it really is kind of an analogy. And the first one is Ferrari, the car, touts a strong order book, expects to outperform this year despite an auto industry implosion. And the next article is Germany's considered coronavirus cards to allow immune citizens freedom of travel. So basically, what these two articles mean, and what I'm implying here, is that if you're part of the wealthy aristocracy, that you get free lunch given to you. And when I say free lunch, I mean welfare for the rich, central banks printing money out of thin air, fractional reserve buybacks. Basically, all these things that we've been talking about, the bailouts, the too big to fails, the too big to jails, added liquidity and bailouts to the banks and Wall Street, everything is going to the already wealthy without having to earn it. And the little guy doesn't even get representation. So basically, if you can buy your Ferrari, the business is going well because the rich get richer. And if you're a little guy, you're going to need papers. Show me your papers. Basically, it's going to be a Stalin, Mao, Hitler, Pol Pot environment for the little guy, the bottom 93%. And it's very difficult when the people at the top not only feather their own nest for taxation and inflation via the little people, in other words, giving themselves free lunch. This is why so many people are sold out to the highest bidder. And it's very difficult when they have an agenda of a totalitarian top-down society so they can have this great lifestyle, have all the access to anything they want, and not even because of the double standards and hypocrisy of the system, not have to abide by the rule of law. You know, here's two articles right here. Political founder said, I want Joe Biden coronation, even if he's guilty of sexual assault, unquote. Double standards. Biden media and the feminists resurrect Clinton-era playbook to destroy Tara Reid. And I know you're up on our news. Tara Reid basically said Joe Biden fingered her, and I don't think I need to get more explicit when she was working for him. And you know, the big hoopla was when Donald Trump said that grabbing the same thing, but he didn't even say it publicly, and he said it privately, and it was more sarcasm, even though it might have been inappropriate. But Joe Biden, who's running for president, actually did it and touched it. But, of course, double standards don't mean anything. And as you know, all of Bill Clinton's so-called rape victims, Joy Behar, called them tramps. But if Candace Owens or Sarah Sanders says anything, you know, they get every derogatory name in the book. You know, same thing with Paula Jones. She got $850,000 to shut up. Democratic congresswomen are saying that, what's her name that works for President Trump? Basically, she looks better on her knees than she does standing up. You know, Kellyanne Conway. I mean, I got quotes and quotes and quotes of Democrats, basically double standards and everything. It doesn't matter what category, financially, economically, socially, politically, political correctness, jokes in the hallway, nothing. It's all there, what they're allowed compared to what Republicans are allowed or average Joes are allowed is night and day. Your comment, Gwyneth?
I will comment, but after the top of the hour news, because I can hear music.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a little lengthy in my description there, but we'll be right back after the top of the hour, folks. Thanks again for being here, and we'll be back with Gwyneth Isaacs.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.